I said it in the first hour. I still feel this way, and I think I will continue to feel this way up until the conclusion of that game. But tomorrow's game may be the most intriguing of the season for K-State, more so than the Sunflower Showdown, either in Lawrence or in Manhattan. A lot depends on what happens tomorrow. It's a huge game, and it's not even the game itself is not even the biggest headline. It's about Brad Underwood returning to Manhattan for the first time since leaving to become the head coach at Stephen F. Austin several years ago. Mitch, are you going to be at the game tomorrow night?
I will not. That's when I'm heading to with the baseball team to South Carolina.
Oh, that's right.
So I won't be able
that's
to
exciting.
Be there. So tell me all about it when I get back, please.
South Carolina is a fun place.
Never been. We're going to fly into Ric Flair country first, and then we're going to bust down south. So,
as if I know what that means.
To interpret what I'm saying, that means we're going to be flying into Charlotte, North Carolina, and then we're going to bust down
okay.
to Columbia.
Actually, the state of South Carolina mentioned twice in Around College Basketball today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of it, so let's get into it on Around College Basketball.
And now for a look around college basketball.
Through his chair, clear across the free throw lane.
Farouk Manesh, a three.
Goal!
Yeah. You go shot to where? Yeah. I told you to go shot.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up.
Yeah. Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Kansas State heads to the Elite Eight.
This is Around College Basketball.
A great season for Frank Martin's South Carolina team has started to collapse. The Gamecocks were in a solid position to contend for the SEC title, but now have lost three of the last four games, including home games to Alabama and Arkansas. With the NCAA tournament bid not quite locked up, things aren't getting easier as the Gamecocks take on Florida tonight.
Yeah, this is the toughest remaining game they have. It's at Florida, at number 13 Florida. Then they have home games against Tennessee and Mississippi State. They're still not in any real danger of all of a sudden free falling out of the NCAA tournament, but they should have had it locked up by now, and they have not. And speaking of K-State not protecting its home court, South Carolina not doing that either, with losing to Alabama at home and Arkansas at home, and then over the weekend they lost at Vanderbilt, who is a 500 basketball team. So Frank Martin's got some things to figure out with this guy.
Yeah, what hurts for Frank is that he's got a team he's coaching that's in the SEC. You can't – K-State can afford some losses, a few bad losses, and still be okay for the NCAA tournament. That's happened. When you're South Carolina and you're up there, you're a top four or five team in the SEC, you start losing to Arkansas and Alabama, and that's going to hurt you much quicker than what's happened with K-State.
No doubt about it.
Well, and speaking of teams trending downward, the once – mighty Virginia Cavaliers are a mess right now, particularly on offense. UVA has lost four straight games, including last night to Miami, when they only scored 48 points in the game, and it went to overtime.
Yeah, Virginia's offense, and it has never been great. I mean, Virginia, since they've returned to national prominence, has been a team that's been focused exclusively on defense. They've never been an offensive powerhouse, but man, they just cannot score the basketball. I saw something last night that they had played something like five straight halves of basketball without scoring more than 23 points in any of those five halves of basketball. And those have not all been against like the cream of the crop of the ACC, even though the ACC is a very good conference. Looking at some of the teams Virginia has played of late, they lost at Virginia Tech here a couple weeks ago. They've also lost to Syracuse earlier this season. So that's another team that at 18-9, yeah, you'd think that they're safe for the NCAA tournament and they're ranked 18th in the country, but they can't afford to drop very many more games, and they've got a couple losable ones coming up at NC State and versus Pittsburgh. They need to hold their ground if they're gonna stay in the top half of the bracket.
I was watching some of Miami and Virginia. That game was just boring.
Oh, it was terrible.
20-19 at the half. Virginia does, score 24 points in the second half and only score 5 in overtime. It was just bad. But in Virginia, they've lost, 5 of the last 6. Two of those were to North Carolina and Duke. When you're Virginia, you're number 18 in the country. You want to win those games because you're a top-ranked team.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's keep going here after, well, how weak is the NCAA tournament bubble this season? The best way to explain it is looking at Clemson's resume. The Tigers are in the tournament, according to some bracket experts, despite being 14-12 overall and just 4-10 in the ACC. In fact, they're only two ACC teams below them in league standings.
Yeah, it's just a wild year with the quality of the bubble. And part of it is the major conferences not being as deep as usual, but part of it is also the mid-majors not stepping up to the same standard that they typically do. The mid-majors have not had a very good year, and so that allows teams like a Clemson at 14-12 and 4-10 overall to still be in the mix for an at-large bid. They are the second team out of the tournament, according to Joe Lunardi. But basically what that means is if they win a couple of games down the stretch, they've got a pretty good shot at getting in. Their remaining schedule is at Virginia Tech versus Florida State versus NC State versus Boston College. If they win three out of those four, they're probably in despite entering the tournament with 14 losses overall. That's pretty amazing.
Well, I'm looking at the resume, or I'm looking at their overall schedule right now, and I'm trying to find a good win.
They've won three games since December 31st. Three games since December 31st. That is amazing.
Okay, so their best win is at South Carolina, and that was by 2 points, 62-60. Other than that, that's about it.
Yeah,
if they get in the NCAA tournament with that kind of resume, I'm going to...
It's kind of
ridiculous.
They also lost to Oklahoma on a neutral court, if that says anything. All right, and speaking of Oklahoma.
Yeah, just one Big 12 game on the schedule tonight. Number 9 Baylor hosting Oklahoma. Oh, you probably won't win. But if they do, it would be career win number 600 for K-State's own Moncrief.
You were giggling at me putting in there that they probably won't win. It's not a stretch. They're playing at number 9 Baylor.
It's a winnable environment.
Yeah, but I would bet against it. But it would be really cool. Lon Kruger was so close to getting number 600 against Oklahoma State over the weekend. I actually watched that game pretty much from beginning to end. I don't know if you paid much attention to Oklahoma State and Oklahoma, but that was a great basketball game. Oklahoma led by as many as 14 in the first half, and then Oklahoma State rallies in the second half and ends up getting that win. It would have been cool for Lon Kruger to do it at OSU, you know, a rivalry game and against a team that's still kind of on the NCAA tournament bubble. It'll come eventually, and it'll be really neat because Lon Kruger isn't really one of the coaches that you put in that top tier of coaches in the country. You know, he's not with, like, Mike Krzyzewski or Jim Boeheim or Tom Izzo or John Calipari or those guys. But maybe he should be in that conversation, having as much success as he's had in as many places as he's had in K-State, Florida, Oklahoma, etc. UNLV.
Because I know it's been a disappointing year for Oklahoma basketball. Woodard being injured for the rest of the season after being injured earlier in conference play. It's just been a rough year for that senior. But, hey, you still have, three more chances after Baylor to get that 600 point for Lon Kruger.
Oh, I just thought of something.
And in K-State's one of those games coming up at home.
On Saturday, if Oklahoma loses tonight, Kruger's going for 600 against his former team. Oh, I hate that. I hate that. I hate that. I hate that. It's already bad enough this week going up against Brad Underwood. It's going to be a emotionally strenuous week for K-State fans. Love Lon Kruger. Want him to get 600. Want him to get 700 if he wants to. Don't make it against K-State. Don't make it the game that ends K-State's NCAA tournament chances. That would be rough. That's going to do it for Round College Basketball. When we come back, it was a great weekend for the Batcats as they opened up their season going 3-1 down in Kissimmee, Florida. We'll recap that action and get you set for K-State women's basketball coming up tonight against Oklahoma. That's coming up next on the game.